Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me is always my co-host, Nick Kidney Stone Mason. Gotcha.
You did get me. That is true. Correct. You got me. You're a little subdued. I should be the one who's subdued right now.
It's 1,000 degrees.
It is 1,000 degrees.
In every room of
so
my house.
So fortunately, we're going to record this in the coolest room in the house, the podcast room.
It is
room.
By far the hottest. It's the room with zero cooling, not that my house has that much cooling anyway. We've got every window open, and I think it's making things worse.
We'll see how that fixes the audio.
You got that nice hot dog resting
on your lap. I've got a hot dog here. I've got a hot dog ready to go. And as you mentioned, I do have a minor medical complaint right now, yep. And I am hopped up on painkillers. So if they wear off, I think I've timed this right, so they won't wear off before the podcast ends. But if they do, boy, will you know about
yeah,
it.
I'll take out most of the screaming.
Okay, great. Thank you. Appreciate it.
The back end of this is just going to be, great content though.
Yeah. You were saying before that SD card we're recording on has 6 hours left on it.
Correct.
So potentially we could just take this to the emergency room.
That's true.
So yeah, make a little adventure out of it.
Hot on the road. That's the dream, isn't
that's
it?
That's right.
All right, Mason. Do you have any thoughts on either the Oscars or the Razzies?
No.
Me neither.
Wait, so the nominations are out for the Oscars, right?
Yeah, I kind of skimmed the list. Blade Runner didn't get something. I can't remember.
Yeah, yeah. The best film of the year, that's got some good hot contenders.
That's true.
And stuff I would say would not normally be on that list at all.
Like Get Out?
Like Get Out is
yeah,
on
right,
there.
Yeah.
Is The Big Sick on there, maybe?
Maybe.
That's definitely on there for writing.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And Get Out, I guess, isn't a traditional horror movie.
No, well, so that's like true.
It's
got
had,
social commentary.
Yeah, if it had a slasher in it or a Freddy Krueger-esque monster, there's no way it'd get nominated.
No, absolutely not. Yeah. So I don't know this, but I'm assuming The Post got nominated.
You would think so, yeah, because we've seen the billboards,
yep.
And it looks like a movie that will be nominated for Oscars.
It's funny because Claire came back from it, and I'm like, "How was it?" She's like, "You know, it's really important because you know it's about truth in media, and
you're not hearing good in there anyway."
Well, that's the thing. It's just like, you know, it's a reflection of the times now and how the media has kind of evolved over time. And I'm like, "Yeah, but was it boring?" And she's like, "Yeah, it's pretty boring."
Great. So, in fact, The Post seems like, If you were some sort of Oscar voter or you were in control of the Oscar nominations, if you didn't have time to see all of them, you could just skip The Post and just nominate it anyway.
Oh, absolutely.
It's got the look of a movie that would be nominated. So you're like, well, that's probably in with a chance, isn't it, eh? Meryl Streep's in it, right?
Exactly. Tom Hanks is in it. It's a Spielberg one.
Yeah, great.
You can't really go wrong. People are up in arms a little bit because Wonder Woman didn't get nominated for the Best Picture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, it shouldn't have.
I don't think.
I mean, not that literally none of this matters. Awards are meaningless. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, that's coming from people who are two of the three top 25 something something.
Media something something. Yeah, sure. That's us. We've absolutely been nominated for some sort of award that we've forgotten already.
That's correct. But you know why? I think awards can be important, right? You know what I mean? Depending on where it's coming from and whatever. And I've spoken about it before. But here's an example of why I think most awards are total horseshit, right? So we got an email this week to We've got multiple emails for a Webby.
We're popular.
To be nominated for a Webby.
Oh, great.
Which is maybe the big one, or maybe it's one of them. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I remember looking into this and that it cost money. So I'm
it costs us money.
Costs us money. So I went to check it out and I'm like, I'm not going to nominate myself for this, obviously, but I just want to see what it costs. So I go in there. It put us up automatically for two categories or two recommended categories, and it's $395 US to nominate for one category.
Wow. So which one are we going to go with?
Well, I nominated us for everything. So,
I was going to say, are we nominated for...
What a fucking joke.
Loudest echo in a podcast recording? Because we could definitely win that, I feel.
Absolutely we could. But that's just... Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's...
Like, as if it's... Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Mm. It's like
awards are meaningless.
Exactly. If you want to get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, you've got to pay for that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and campaign and whatever. It's a whole thing. Yeah.
Should we get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame for our podcast? Yes, I feel we should.
I mean, we shouldn't for many reasons. Like, deservedly, obviously not.
Oh yeah, that takes us out of the running in a way. Yeah, sure. Okay, fair enough.
That's it. Mason, it turns out that Dundee movie may not be a real movie.
We called it.
We did. Yeah.
We called it.
So there's some more information. Chris Hemsworth is Wally's son.
Yep, right.
In it. What's his name's in it?
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman's in it.
What's his name?
Yeah, what's his name?
Hugh Jackman. That reminds me, was Logan nominated for something at the Academy Awards?
I don't, probably.
Probably sound mixing or something.
Probably best muscles. Mm. Best muscles on a man.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So it's kind of, I want to see this Crocodile Dundee movie though, this version of it. I'm interested. I mean, they'll wait way too long, and then by the time it comes out, the buzz will have died. It'll be like a Tenacious D pick of destiny situation.
And Hemsworth won't be available because he'll be doing Avengers 6 or whatever.
Because he wants to get best muscles on a man. So
that's
he'll be
true,
working towards that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm surprised he wasn't nominated this year.
When I went to see Thor Ragnarok, the audience audibly gasped as a whole. You know, when he takes his shirt off first time, the whole audience was like, and they're not wrong.
And did you say best muscles on a man?
I did say best muscles on a man, yeah.
Good. Great.
I stood up in my seat and I went, he's got the V! He's got that V.
He's got the V.
He's got the V. And everyone was like, good point.
Thank you
for interrupting our movie. You're not wrong.
Did you see the images of Captain Marvel?
I did.
They went away from the red, which is kind of what was...
Yeah, and I think there's been much debate about this, but I'm 100% confident that is her pre-Captain Marvel uniform.
Like, come to Earth, back to Earth, whatever.
My guess would be that, because that's the color scheme of Mar-Vell in the Ultimate Comics.
Yeah.
Which is...
It's his jam.
It's his jam. That's his color, like that teal and white. And that is, teal is the most 90s color, along with purple.
That's a good point,
Charlotte
actually,
Hornets. Yeah. Anyone?
Yes.
That's the most 90s.
I had a Charlotte Hornets t-shirt, not knowing anything about them.
They're not around anymore, I don't think.
I don't know.
Charlotte Hornets. Anyway, but I'm 90% confident that is the suit she wears before she becomes Captain Marvel. I think she's going to tweak that and then she's going to recolor it.
Oh, really, Mason? You're 90% confident. Would you bet wearing a Justice League lanyard on it?
That at some point she wears the red, gold, and blue costume in that movie? Yes.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
He's wearing the lanyard.
I'm wearing that because I'm all in.
Okay.
I can't wait for the Justice League digital release. There's a 2-minute extra scene of Superman coming back. He's probably talking to Alfred or whatever. I don't know.
Sure, yeah.
You excited?
He's wearing sweatpants.
We're going to do a commentary,
He's
Mason.
He's wearing those sweatpants he was buried in. Yeah, I'm very confident that is the case. And
and it doesn't look great, but also... Things change. I'm not really too stressed about it. And if it's bad, it'll be better in the next
movie.
There
is also a little video of her. There's some sort of street tough accosting her. And he gives her a little, like, and she grabs his fist and, like, gives him a tweak and he falls to the ground. So that's, you know.
That's very Chris Reeve Superman,
isn't
it, though?
Yeah.
Remember when he broke Zod's hand?
Yes.
That was the best. And then he killed him.
Yeah, that was the best also in every continuity. So good and necessary. What else about that? What something people aren't really commenting on is the fact that she's holding this giant newspaper.
Yeah. Is it a newspaper or a map?
I just
skimmed it. I didn't really look at it too much.
Yeah, I don't think... Maybe it is a map because it's not the... You know how all sitcoms and movies and TV shows, they have the same newspaper?
Yeah, right.
You ever seen it?
It's the Al Bundy has been reading
the same
newspaper as... Whatever character he is in Modern Family or whatever.
It's always the same newspaper,
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, crazy.
Do you think they print off a fresh one, or do you think it's like it's been the one news, but they put it in a airtight box in between films.
Yeah.
And then like the boss of 20th Century Fox has to go and like be like, we need the newspaper.
He's
and
just got it handcuffed to him in a briefcase at all times.
Yeah. He goes in with like the president of another movie company. They've got two keys. It's a two-key launch situation and they get the newspaper out.
It could very well be. Mm. I mean, realistically, probably not, but probably I'm not ruling it out.
Just print off a new one, probably.
Just print off a new one, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I'm looking forward to this. I like it. We've talked about before how...
Oh, and she's bringing back the Rachel.
Oh, yeah, the Rachel's back in a big way.
A lot of people were like, because in the modern day comics, she has like a mohawk kind of situation.
Well, I was going to say, do you think that'll evolve into that?
I think so, yeah.
Or like at least shaved on one side or something like that?
Yes, I do.
Like Natalie Dormer in one of the Hunger Games movies.
Precisely.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Sort of. Yeah, I know which one she is. Yeah, I know.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
But what was I going to say? Yeah, we've talked about before how there's a whole lot of time periods that you could fill in the Marvel Universe. Mm-hmm, like it's kind of Agent Carter, and then we've got bits and pieces, we've got flashes of kind of Ant-Man and stuff that's happened in the 80s, like with Stark's parents and how they got murdered and whatever.
Yep.
But nothing else.
That's true.
A lot of weird shit must have happened in that time period.
Exactly. It'd be weird if there were literally decades in the Marvel Universe where not much was going on.
Yeah,
that'd be very odd, right?
Exactly.
Mm.
You like how they're retroactively filling in the gaps, Mason?
I love it.
Well, there you go. And that's...
The Tooth.
You had enough? Can you keep going? Because we can just wrap it up there. Because I think that was a really solid
that was a
ending.
Solid finish, wasn't it? Yeah, that's very true. Yeah.
All right. We do have more news.
Great.
If you don't mind.
I don't mind at all.
Dr. Sleep. You familiar with that?
No.
It's the sequel to The Shining.
I'm familiar with Dr. Sleepless, but I think it's a different thing.
What's that?
Album? That's a Warren Ellis comic book.
Okay, cool.
It's about a guy and he's like a super scientist. And it doesn't matter. Anyway.
Wow.
I think he needs to sleep the regular amount of time though. So I don't know why he's got that name.
But he's sleepless because he's doing too much science?
I think it's because he's so woke.
Oh. Dr. Sleep Mason is the sequel to
The Shining. He invents Twitter in his universe. Okay. Or a version of Twitter. It's called Clatter. It doesn't matter. Anyway.
Is this before Twitter was invented?
No, I think it was after Twitter was invented.
He's just stolen it, hasn't
he? Yeah,
he's
just stolen the idea, yeah.
I mean, how could you predict Twitter?
Yeah, that would be weird, right? It's the most useless thing in the world. You can just say what's happening to you. It's like Facebook with all the other stuff stripped out and also the president's going to be on it all day.
If there's someone on the other side of the world that you hate, you can tell them every day.
Yep. You can tell them every day. I mean, you can't swear because that'll get you banned, but you can say anything else that's awful.
Did you see how Stormy Daniels attacked Ryan Johnson?
I saw that, yeah.
Incredible. What a world.
Yeah, right? The woman who had an affair with the president.
Allegedly.
While his wife was pregnant.
Allegedly.
With a kid, whatever. She can be like, your new Star Wars movie sucks, Ryan Johnson. Go to hell.
Pretty good stuff, Mason.
Yeah.
It feels like that's a sign of the times, isn't it?
Yes.
What a world.
You're certainly not wrong.
Anyway, Dr. Sleep.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
what
we're talking
about. It's the sequel book to The Shining. It follows Danny, the kid from The Shining. And basically, it's 35 years on. He's still kind of haunted by the...
Is he Dr. Sleep? Or does he go to see Dr. Sleep?
I think he is a doctor or... I don't know, man. Okay. I don't know. I read the synopsis like 4 minutes before you got to my house. Right. So I didn't know this book existed.
And then I had all the news about my medical issues.
That's
and then,
true.
Yeah,
we got swept up in that.
That's right.
You're exactly.
Thinking about a whole different kind of doctor.
So I don't know whether it's going to be a continuation of the movie because the thing about that movie is Stephen King hates it. The Shining.
Okay,
he even remade his own version of The Shining.
Oh, like a TV movie?
Yeah. Do you remember that?
Not really.
He made his own version. Yeah, no. I haven't seen it, but yeah.
Who's in that, I wonder?
He's probably
Like some CW dudes.
Yeah, probably. I mean, it's from the 80s, so.
Right, okay.
You know, who's CW from the 80s? C. Thomas Howell.
There C. Thomas Howell would be, yeah.
Who was that the guy who, where he changed himself into a black guy for college? Is that C.
That
Thomas?
Is Soul Man, yes. I believe that is C. Thomas Howell. That's correct. One of our favorites.
That movie is, what were they thinking?
Yeah,
it's incredible. How did that happen?
No idea.
James Earl Jones is in it.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's great. It's not, just to be clear.
It's bad.
Real bad, but it's very funny.
And he's not even black.
He's grey.
He's grey. I don't understand. I think he plays the saxophone at some point.
Yeah, he does. He does a Ray Charles thing.
If they done, maybe it's the piano. Imagine if they done it a couple of years later, and he would have done a rap. Guaranteed.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Incredible. Anyway,
There may be a rap in it.
Yeah, we can't rule it out, can we?
Anyway, Mike Flanagan's going to direct it. And you might be like, who's a Mike Flanagan? Where he's about?
Hey, who's a Mike Flanagan?
Where's he about? Yeah. He did the new Ouija movie, which is apparently good. The first one was terrible, but he's a good one.
Is he the third Luigi brother? Is it Luigi, right. Waluigi?
He's Wario.
Whatever the thing he said was, Luigi.
Yeah, one of those ones. But he also directed Gerald's Game, which is a Netflix Stephen King horror movie.
Oh.
It's really good. If you haven't checked it out.
I think you've mentioned on the
absolutely,
show before.
It's got Carla Gugino in it, whatever her name is. Mm-hmm. And he's a great director, and he's kind of just been making these low-budget horror films just kind of quietly that have just been solidly just being good films.
Okay.
And so I think this is a nice little thing.
Doctor Sleep
or Sleepless.
Okay. But this is him. This is not him doing another Netflix thing. This is him going to the big time.
No, I think they're putting money into it and all that. Because, you know, because of It.
Because of it.
But not the other one where about the guy's like, I'm a cowboy, but it's the past. Or is it the future? Time's a circle. It's cyclical. Matthew McConaughey's in it. This kid. Yeah, there's a tower.
Cowboys and Aliens.
Cowboys
I know what you're talking about.
Yes, you're familiar with it.
Yep.
What is that movie called? The Dark Tower. Okay, good. I said tower, didn't I?
Yes.
Here's something that's not, I don't know why this is happening. John Cena is in talks to play Duke Nukem, apparently, in the Duke Nukem movie.
Look, it's on the one hand...
What year is it? Yeah, when was the last good Duke Nukem game? Who gives a fuck about
it? It wasn't
Duke Nukem
forever, for sure.
No, everyone
it
hated
it. It was Duke Nukem 3D, which was in 1995 or whatever.
Something like
that
yeah.
was, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean... On the one hand, this is the first I've heard
of
this.
I think it was 97.
It's completely out of left field, and I'm both completely surprised and not even slightly surprised.
Yeah.
Because John Cena would be the perfect Duke Nukem, I guess.
He would be.
I mean, who else is going to do it?
1996 was Duke Nukem, that.
Okay.
The Rock, but he wouldn't.
Oh, there's going to be pig cops.
Pig cops.
There's going to be a shrinking ray.
You're going to see him pee into a toilet. He's going to throw cash
money
at strippers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
God.
Yeah.
It's not even that. It's not like, oh, society's moved on and it's, you know, we're beyond this now.
Although we certainly had when Duke Nukem Forever came out.
Yeah, but it was never good. I guess it was good for, like, it was edgy for that second.
If you
but
recall,
people were
though,
immediately sick of it. Like, and that obnoxious...
Do you mean Forever or the original one?
The original one. Like,
no, I think people love the original
for,
one.
For, like, 2 years.
Remember, also, he could jump.
Yeah, he could. And he had
get a Doom Marine to jump. You can't.
Mm. That's true. Yeah. That was his, and he had a jetpack.
He had a jetpack. That's true.
Yeah, actually, I remember liking that game as a shooter though, because you could kick the alien's eyeball through the thing or whatever, and it was so rad and whatever. Mm. But I guess there must have been some interest in him to get Duke Nukem Forever made, because they pushed that for years. Like, that got cancelled and then redone, and then they redid the engine and whatever. So anyway, good luck with this.
Yeah,
it's not a good idea, but
it's weird because it's not gonna. If he's got this, if he's got his 90s extreme attitude.
But well, maybe you do it like, look at this asshole.
Yeah, like 22 jumps, 21
yeah,
jumps,
maybe,
22.
Maybe it could work from that perspective.
Where like, he's like...
the worst guy in the world.
Yeah, I think, I guess maybe they've been trying to push like a Duke Nukem or a Johnny Bravo or something like that.
Yeah, right.
Like this guy who's got this weird...
We need a big blonde guy.
Yeah, exactly. Who's got a very particular attitude that's not going to fly anymore.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Maybe.
Why not just bring back that Holden movie, whatever his name is. Holden Commodore Man.
That's Ford Fairlane?
Yeah, that one.
Andrew Dice Clay. He's back.
Is he?
Probably.
Oh, he's doing stuff.
Yeah.
Well, he was in Entourage, wasn't he?
That's true. Yeah. I think there was a Dice Clay TV series as well. Maybe it was a reality show.
I think you're thinking
maybe
of,
he flipped houses.
You're thinking
I don't know.
Of Johnny Bananas?
I'm thinking of Johnny Bananas.
The in TV animation for Entourage.
Oh, that's right. I am thinking of that. Yeah. I had a thought, but it's gone. It doesn't matter.
Anyway, he looks just like him. He could definitely do it, John Cena.
Yeah. What about a gritty Commander Keen reboot?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Isn't there a Duke Nukem that...
He's just a kid with brain damage. That's why he has to wear the helmet all the time.
From the poker stick, right, I assume?
Yes. Yes.
Well, there was a Duke Nukem game that wasn't as extreme before the Duke Nukem 3,
yeah, it
wasn't
was.
There?
It was
like a platformer,
it was
it?
A platformer in the style of Commander Keen.
Like
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I liked Commander Keen.
It was good, right?
Maybe. Probably not.
I think it was, though.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Henry Cavill is rumored to appear in Shazam
as
Superman, for clarification's sake, Mason.
Great.
I think that's a
good
idea.
What a weird twist if he wasn't, though.
Yes. What if he was the character for Mission Impossible 6?
What if he was the wizard Shazam, and there's no... And Billy Batson shows up in, like, Shazam's mystical dimension to get his powers, and he's like... Wait a minute, aren't you Superman? He's like, no.
Definitely not.
I'm the wizard Shazam.
Yeah, I'd definitely watch that. I think it's it's a good character to put in. I'm not sure about this particular version. But though Superman, he's nice now, isn't he?
Yes.
In Justice League.
Yeah,
they've,
sure.
They've established that, didn't they?
He's a nice real good guy now,
He's a nice man. So he's in the comic books, Billy Batson looks up to Superman and a lot of Shazam, in some versions, is based off
his understanding so that's probably
of a superhero. Mm-hmm. So isn't there a moment also where Superman finds out that he's a kid and he goes to the wizard and he's like, what the fuck is wrong with
you? Exactly,
So it'd be interesting to see that,
And then the wizard's also played by Henry Cavill, so that's going to be a real
stunt. How dare you!
Look, Wait a second. Did we just become best friends?
I would look, if he's going to be the Shazam, if he's going to be the wizard and he's going to be Superman, he has to grow the beard to be the wizard and then they CGI it off to be Superman.
And there's just this like foot-long cap between his chin and his chest. I've just green screen and they don't fill it in. That would be great.
I Kill Giants. Have you ever read that?
I have not.
It's a great graphic novel.
Is it a graphic novel or a comic book? Because I haven't read it.
It's more graphic novel. Actually, I gave it to Claire. I'm like, you should read this. And it's just been sitting next to, let's just say, her bed. It's our bed. We share a bed. But this isn't like an I Love Lucy situation where we sleep in opposite rooms or whatever. Was that what happened in I Love Lucy? It's not important. This isn't like the TV show The Queen where they probably sit and sleep. I haven't seen it, but they probably sleep in different rooms, right?
Yeah.
Good.
So this isn't like the great TV show, the Two Bed Johnsons, where they sleep in two different beds.
This isn't an
Ernie. It's the whole premise of the show.
This isn't an Ernie and Bert situation, basically.
It's not. That's true.
Yeah. But basically, it's about a girl who, she lives in the real world, but parallel to that, she's obsessed with fighting giants and killing monsters. And you kind of see elements of that in the story.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like, is this a real thing or is she crazy? And then people, because she's telling people this.
Now I
then you see it kind of bleed over, but then it kind of is about that, but it's about other things. It's really great.
Is this a limited series?
Yes.
Okay. Mm. And would you say the plot is entirely resolved within the limited series?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you say also that this plot could be compressed down into a 2-hour movie?
Yeah, you probably could.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
I don't love this trailer though. So
yeah, it looks very I don't know the contents of the comic book / graphic novel, but it does feel very much like they've gone, she's Harry Potter.
Yeah, right.
It's just special, but nobody believes she's special.
It's more than that.
Right.
But it should
Would you agree that this trailer looks a little bit like
There's a little bit of that in it, but also knowing the source material, Mason, because I'm learned, I'm read, I'm woke.
I get it.
I was on Clapper or whatever that, what was that version
Clatter.
Of Twitter? Thank you.
Clatter.
I was on the Crapper.
You were on the Crapper reading this comic book and you were aware.
Yeah. No, but I'm not 100% sold on it, but I'm willing to give it anything.
Oh, speaking of
On
the Crapper, I just remembered I was on this week's episode of The Little Dum Dum
Club. I did listen to that. That was a very fun show.
Tommy and Carl and our friend Diamond Dave Thornton.
Yeah.
It was real good. So if you want to get onto that,
We talk ice creams.
We talk ice creams. Mostly
ice creams.
The dessert tram, an invention of Carl's.
That's right. Yeah. It's very funny. It's a very funny podcast. It's also part of the Planet Broadcasting
Network.
That's
right. Good thing I remembered it.
You may be aware of Mason as
I'm aware
of
it.
Yeah. Do you know you can actually plug your headphones into that microphone and listen to yourself?
I'm not going to. I don't want to. That sounds
weird.
I don't
mind if you do that.
No, I don't like it. Don't want it.
I have to listen to your dumb voice up close. Why don't you?
Because I don't have to?
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Pacific Rim Uprising also has a trailer.
Yes, it does.
We're all on board, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Next thing. No?
I'm trying to... What was new in this trailer? We got one of the Jaegers...
Jaegers.
One of the Jaegers rolls up into a little ball.
Yeah.
So that's fun.
Yep.
Oh. Charlie Day's looking fresh. I think we've mentioned that before.
Somebody opened up... Somebody's letting the kaiju in.
That's right.
Who is it?
That lady they pointed at directly when they said they're opening the portal. And then it was a shot of a lady dressed in an evil person, clothing, you know, that outfit where you look like a supervillain.
Is this going to be an arms deal thing or
grab? Yeah, probably it could be a land grab.
Yeah.
Elon Musk.
I know him.
Have you ever seen Elon Musk's mother?
No.
She looks like a supervillain. Google May Musk. I think it's M-A-Y-E Musk.
Jesus.
Right?
Yeah, it's the hair.
It's the hair. And she's
got looks great.
I know, right? I mean, she's going to be pointing a super laser at us at some point, but until then, she does look great.
Yeah,
you're
how
right.
Old is she? And she's 69.
Nice.
Good stuff. I don't care about this, but we'll see it, won't we? Why not?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. There's a bit where one of the Jaegers swats a kaiju with a laser weapon.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it is Jaeger. Okay, right. Okay, like the bomb. You should have said like the bomb.
Like the bomb.
Mm. Anyway, one of the Jaegers zaps its laser whip at a kaiju, and then the kaiju swings it around and smashes through all the buildings. So that looks fun.
Why are they always fighting in a city?
And how did they manage to rebuild the city so they're exactly like modern day society again?
I wish I had all the questions and answers for you, Mason.
Yeah.
I don't have either.
Okay, cool.
Because I don't care to have questions, and something about answers.
You're nice, good.
I feel like I'm melting here, Mason.
Sure is hot.
When's it
going
to be cold again?
Tuesday.
So my brain will start working.
Tuesday. Cool change.
Tuesday. I don't have time. I don't have time for it to be Tuesday.
Yeah, you're right.
Not now. I'm leaving. None of this is making sense. Do you want to talk about Doomsday Clock number 3 now? Or do you want to wait till what are we reading?
We'll put it in what we're reading because we can say spoilers for Doomsday Clock.
Good call. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then it's time.
This time we actually remembered what happens in it.
Yes, we did.
As opposed to when we discussed Doomsday Clock 2, when we were like, I thought it was okay. I can't remember what happened.
That's true. Hang on, Mason. I need to reconnect to the internet.
Okay.
I've got new internet at my house, Mason. And it's slightly better.
Ooh, is it broadband network?
No, because they can't run a cable to my house because...
Well, it's right in the middle of a suburb. How could they possibly...
Yes.
How could they possibly run a cable, like a cable system through?
I mean, because they're bringing in the NBN here, which is like the big internet plan. But by the time they do, everything's going to be 5G anyway. They're not going to need cable. Mm. But anyway, whatever. What do I know?
He's the man who lives on the internet.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
All right, Mason. We promised people that we'd talk about the upcoming movies of 2018.
That's true, we did.
We're bound by Gypsy Curse to do this episode every year. To talk about movies that aren't out yet.
Yeah.
Just at length. Until we get to the end, and then when they do come out, we talk about them again, and
yep.
Then at the end of the year, we recap the whole thing.
Great.
So this is the first step in
That's
this
right.
process.
The triptych, if you will.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
I got some rough dates here for when everything's coming out. If I've missed anything, it doesn't matter because we haven't seen any of these yet, so mm-hmm. we'll probably touch on them at some point.
Mm.
Or we won't.
Where's the Gambit movie?
It's not this year, that's
oh,
for sure.
Okay, right. What if they snuck it in?
No. They don't have a director.
Yeah.
Remember, ruddy little Gore Verbinski dropped out.
He did. Yeah, that's true.
Okay, in February, Mason, this is coming up real quick. We've got a few ones of note. Let me just get the one out of the way that won't be good. Peter Rabbit, you familiar with that?
I'm aware of the concept of Peter Rabbit.
Yeah. James Corden is voicing Peter Rabbit.
Okay. Great. I have no opinion of James Corden, really, but I know a lot of people hate him.
Yeah.
A lot of people whose opinions I trust hate him. So I'm going to go with them.
I don't I don't like or dislike James Corden. He was good. I remember in that episode of Doctor Who. Wasn't he Matt Smith's roommate?
Probably.
I might be wrong.
Now, is this going to be an animated movie?
It's animated. But okay. It looks, if you've ever read, because I've read some Peter Rabbit with my kid. It's very kind of like, and he went down to the farmers and he stole some carrots. But boy, did he get in trouble because he got his coat caught in a nail or whatever.
Now, Br'er Rabbit is very famously, he gets thrown into the briar patch,
yeah,
right?
But he loves it.
He loves the briar patch. Yeah. That's his home turf.
Yeah, that's his where sex he lives. Dungeon.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm hoping for maybe a scene in this one where he gets thrown into the briar patch and he's like, you know, I live in the briar patch.
You know,
like the guy goes in to get him because he thinks that Peter Rabbit's in a disadvantage because he's in the briar patch.
You merely adopted the briar patch.
I live in the briar patch. And all the lights are out.
You know, this
and
is
his eyes glow red.
This is Peter Rabbit, not Br'er Rabbit, just to be clear. These are two separate rabbits we're talking about.
Who's Peter Rabbit?
Peter Rabbit's the British one.
Is this a Dennis the Menace scenario?
No, they're named differently. Also, Br'er Rabbit was like a movie, like a Disney movie. Do you remember? You ever been on the Disneyland? There's the Br'er Rabbit ride or whatever.
No.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. He beats up the tar baby or whatever.
That seems racist.
Well, that's what it is.
Okay, then.
Because it's a trap from the fox. It doesn't matter.
Tar baby.
Yes. Hey, I didn't write it. Mm. What do you want from me?
Starting to think you did write it.
I definitely did. Anyway, this looks more like the movie Hop. You ever seen the movie Hop?
Sort of,
where
yes.
Where Russell Brand was like...
I've sort of seen it.
No, you haven't seen it.
No.
You've seen the trailer. Anyway, it looks bad. Annihilation, you familiar with that?
No.
It's the guy who did the one about the robot woman who is going to kill you. Or maybe she's
Machina.
A friend.
Okay,
so it's his
yeah.
It's his next film.
Great.
It's about a dimensional kind of bubble that's kind of appears on Earth, and Natalie Portman has to go in to save somebody, and it's mutated a whole lot of creatures together.
Oh, Natalie Portman.
Yeah, so there's
back in the genre film game.
In
that's
the genre
interesting.
Film game. Yeah, you don't like that?
No, I don't. I'm not for it.
Doesn't like it, everybody.
But I feel like she's given some very clear signals. She's not in that game anymore. But
well,
now
she hates
back.
Star Wars. She hates Thor.
Yep.
And so she should probably hate this.
How did she get tricked into it? I wonder.
I don't know. She probably thought it was about dance
or like the Holocaust or something.
Oh yeah, that's yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, but no, it's not about either of those. It's about a dimensional bubble or something.
Great.
Or it's not a dimension, it's a mutation. I don't know. Anyway, I'm intrigued. I like this guy. He also wrote 28 Days Later, so what do you say to that, Mason?
Okay,
good. Death Wish is also coming out.
That's right.
The
yeah.
Bruce Willis Charles Bronson remake. Why, but all right,
sure. Yeah,
it looks totally fine and generic as a it's a Bruce Willis action film.
That sounds bad now that you...
Yes, yeah. It is.
Is there a trailer out for this?
Yeah.
Have I seen it?
No, because when we talked about it last time, Charlie Clawson was here and I was the only one who'd seen it.
Oh,
and I'm assuming
right.
It's not something you rushed out to catch up
Absolutely
on.
Absolutely not, no.
But also Black Panther.
Yeah.
So that's going to be hopefully a good one. It's anticipated to make like $120 million.
Why would Bruce Willis go out...
Why would Bruce Willis go out?
And do a film that is a remake and generic and he doesn't want to work anymore? What's going on there?
Because he's a lunatic? You ever seen him in an interview? He's completely... he's lost it. Like, I don't know
what
planet he's living on.
Huh.
But he is completely out of touch.
I guess I'm out of the loop with Bruce Willis.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Out of the loop.
Yes.
Looper.
Oh, no.
He was in the movie Looper.
Oh, I see what you're doing here.
And I've tied it back.
You've tied a little bow on it.
Yeah. That was the last thing I remember him.
It's like an episode of Friends.
It is.
Where Bruce Willis was in it.
Oh, yeah, he was in that, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
But I think also he thinks he's funnier than he really is. He thinks he's tougher than he really is.
Yeah.
I don't know what his deal is. And if you're going to be John McClane, do the Widow's Peak.
That's what I've been saying.
Just grow out the horseshoe.
Yeah, yeah.
Just that, because it's gone that far.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to get some more painkillers. I'll be back.
Okay, no worries. You sure you're all right?
Yeah, fine.
We don't have to continue.
No, we'll continue.
Where are your
painkillers? We're doing this again.
What?
Podcast.
No, oh. Where are your painkillers?
In my pockets. So I could technically take them out of my pockets.
And have them.
Oh, wait, I can't take that.
It's a special one. Yeah. He just pulled out a bag of cocaine, everybody. Can't take that one.
It's my special one. Everyone.
Do you want me to keep going while you're standing there?
No.
This one you don't care about. I can just do two quickly.
Carry on then.
A Wrinkle in Time.
Yeah, see, that's the thing I would have liked to be... Like, apparently that's a classic.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Right.
I mean,
I should sound like this all the time.
No, I mean, it's worse. It's much worse.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay. Yeah.
But good, though.
But good, though. Yeah. Are you sure you can do this?
Yeah.
We can cut it short.
No.
Actually, we do one more ad, and then we cut it short. Right. You're back.
We're back.
Okay.
You said, do you want to quit? We'll do one more ad, and then we'll get out of here. But then I said, no, I want to leave a legacy for future generations, a podcast.
Correct.
Where we talk about the upcoming movies of 2018, and then I die.
Just to be clear, I don't think you should do this.
Uh-huh, it's all right. I've taken more painkillers. I have an ice pack on me tum.
Yep.
Everything's fine.
And a bucket just in case.
I have a bucket just in case.
To pee blood into.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And you can keep that.
Oh,
you know what?
No.
We'll auction it off for charity.
Okay, good.
It's the worst thing we've ever said on this podcast.
All right. So we were talking about A Wrinkle in Time. I'd like
somebody's, to... there's a charity auction and people are giving up like signed guitars. And like trips to movie sets that you can be an extra in a film. And I'm like, here's this bucket of pea blood.
It's a pink bucket from my friend's house. It had a mop in it, but now it's got blood in it.
Yep. Anyway, we're back.
Yeah. Anyway, we might speed through this a bit.
No.
Just so you're not...
More digressions. That's what
Fine.
I say.
Fine. Wrinkle in Time. Yeah, I'd like to be excited for it, but I'm not.
Yeah. I think I've said this to you in private before, but there's a website and they do like... T-shirts of like cool book covers and like that. And I've got a few. I've got like a 1984 and a Fahrenheit 451 or whatever.
Mm.
All these ones. And I'm like, the one for A Wrinkle in Time is really good. And I'm like, I should really read that as an excuse to buy the T-shirt.
Nah, I don't think you said this on this show.
Have I?
I'm fairly certain.
All right, then.
Email in, everybody.
Please do.
At Wikipedia Brown. Ask him, I've put in a bid for the bucket, and then ask him.
That's right, exactly. It's for charity. It's for charity, you cheapskates.
Yeah, but if you die, I'm keeping that money, just so we're clear.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah.
I mean, that's my bucket.
I have no living heirs that I know
that
about.
Know about. Yeah,
nice. But yeah, look, I've seen the trailer. Oprah's in it.
Get knocked up by drinking a bucket filled with blood and pee?
No.
Okay, cool, because I just thought, yeah. I don't know.
I don't want to know what your thought process is there.
I never taught sex ed, so I don't. It's not really my area. Sorry, go on. Oprah's
in it. Is that how you had a kid? What's going on? Is that how you think you had a kid?
Yeah, I drank a bucket of pee and blood.
And then your wife got pregnant.
My wife got pregnant.
Okay, right.
This is not a good topic.
No.
It's okay.
But it's the best we can do.
Yeah. Also, Red Sparrow is out.
Oh, I saw the trailer for
that. Okay, sure.
I thought it'd be more fun than it is.
No, the fun one will be Black Widow, hopefully.
Fun one will be Black Widow. Yeah. A lot of people have said, hey, why do we need a Black Widow film? Because Red Sparrow's out. Because
Correct.
Red Sparrow looks sad.
Yeah, I love
and
it.
And I understand, you know, Age of Ultron gave us Black Widow with sad undertones, but I don't want Black Widow with sad undertones. I want a fun film where she kicks some ass and something.
She does the thing where she goes up in the man's head and she like
twists around and flips
flip
him over.
And,
yeah, does
that's
a flip.
What you want, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's from March, early
Black
March.
Widow, a series of flips.
Series of flips. Mm. March 13th, we've also got around then, sorry, I don't know the exact dates of these. I think, because this is my caravan of garbage list.
Oh, you see, right.
So the dates are off. That might be the Tuesday. Then we've got Tomb Raider.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Fine, I guess.
Yes. If anyone hasn't seen our caravan of garbage on Tomb Raider recently,
it's real weird.
It's a real treat.
It's up there right
now. Speaking of the 90s, it's a real 90s treat, let me tell you.
And then we've got Pacific Rim, which we just talked about. And then back end of March, we've got Ready Player One. It's a real wrinkle in time situation, isn't it?
I feel like I am confident. Having read only some... Look, and again, this is a book that is very divisive.
Yep.
Having read some snippets of the book, I am 100% confident it is not for me, but hopefully the movie is better.
And it'll be for you in a big way.
Thank you.
Great.
Because Deathstroke's in it.
Yeah, yes.
And Harley Quinn is in it.
And Optimus Prime, probably.
Yeah.
And all a bunch of other... Back to DeLorean, because he knows the most about pop culture. Is that it?
Yes, that's it.
Great.
He's the king of pop culture.
Mason, if you allow me to slide into April, we've got the Rampage movie.
Oh, that's right, yes.
I was going to say it's the first video game movie of the year, but it's not, because Tomb Raider is the month before.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that... Which is going to take the coveted slot of the video game movie that is good? It might be Tomb Raider.
I don't know.
I think that's just going to be okay,
though.
I think
Rampage looks like a better, more fun film to me.
Yeah, right.
I mean, if this was a movie without monsters... Also, The Wolf Can Fly. Did you see that recent trailer?
I did see that,
so
yeah.
I'm like, oh, I'm in. I'm 100% in. The Wolf Can Fly. Look, you know I don't like disaster movies.
Does it have like squirrel wings? How can it
something like that? Yeah, yeah. Like I don't like
disaster and a jet butt.
I don't like disaster movies.
Yep.
But I like if there's a point.
If there's and there's something the Rock can punch.
Yeah. Then I can deal with it.
This is everything you wanted out of the film San Andreas.
Yeah. A giant squirrel fox or whatever it is. Yeah.
Do we yet have any inkling as to whether the Rock is going to transform into a monster?
I don't. I think there was some action figures or some concept that was released. So. He'd have to, right?
Yeah, otherwise how's he going to fight
him? Otherwise, what are we doing? Exactly. Why are we even doing any of this?
How's he going to fight him? With a truck? Well, that's a bit Fast and the Furious, isn't it? With a gun?
No, he needs to be big enough to put two trucks on his feet like roller skates.
Can you imagine The Rock fighting a giant monster 1950s Godzilla style? Just in a cardboard city?
Ah, mate, I'm
just
on
with
board.
Smoke machines going off and a laser probably.
Yeah, I can't imagine that.
That'd be incredible.
Yeah, I'd definitely watch that film. Mm-hmm. Would you definitely watch this film in May? Though it might be a bit early for us. Avengers, I wrote 4, but it's 3.
Sure, right.
I'll
probably watch that.
Both watch that. I'd imagine.
Yeah, a little more steam is building up for our theory that Pepper Potts is going to be in the Iron Man suit.
Correct. Mm. That's exciting for both of us, isn't it?
Yes.
Because we both win in a way, even though it was your theory.
Yes.
But I feel like from knowing you, I get a bit of that residual.
A little bit of that theory's rubbed off, you know?
That's right.
James, that's what fame feels like.
Oh, man. What
a
world.
Are you feeling it?
And if you die...
The fame of rubbing.
If you die, that's my theory then.
That's true.
I get all the kudos.
Yeah, and the bucket full of blood and pee.
I don't know.
You could label it the guy who got that theory right about Pepper Potts in the Iron Man suit. You would double your money.
Next up, we've got Slender Man.
Yep.
Looks bad.
Yes.
We did that. We played that video game recently, though.
Yep.
It's all right.
Looks bad and generic, this movie.
Yeah, I'm not on board. I probably won't see it, though we might just end up seeing it anyway.
It is fascinating to me that this is getting a wide release. That this isn't a straight to DVD kind of situation.
It fascinates me that it didn't come out 4 years ago when it should have.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But hey,
yeah.
What do we know about anything, Mason?
We don't know anything about horror movies, so it's kind of
that's true. But
tough
I know
to judge.
I know this won't be good. that's true. That's what I know.
Yeah, like I find it very hard to determine like what is an A+ horror title and which is its direct to DVD schlockfest. Like I have no idea.
No, I think you can generally tell from the trailer and who's directing it. I think generally. Okay. I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, but. Mm. I mean, there are exceptions, obviously, but I think that week is also Deadpool 2.
Oh.
We don't really know anything about that yet, do we?
No.
I mean, we know who's in it. We don't know anything about plot. Is it time travel?
Not really that relevant, though, is it?
No, it's not, is it? It's going to be a whole lot of jokes. We're going to look at these balls.
Uh-huh.
There'll probably be more copycat stuff from Vanessa, Domino, Cable, Weasel.
The taxi driver.
That old woman.
Yep.
Just a fun time.
It's a fun time.
Yeah.
Largely irrelevant.
Apparently they screened that. They did test screening of that recently.
And?
Everyone's under embargo, so we don't know.
Okay, right. Wait, who was it for? Critics or
fans?
I think
it was fans, yeah.
When have fans ever respected an embargo?
Because you sign a thing and whatever.
Okay, right. They have your name. They have your details.
Fox News are going to come to your house and beat you to death.
Fate worse than death.
Exactly.
Oh, wait, it's to death. Never mind. I spoke too soon. I was like, oh, fate worse than death.
To that of death.
Death, yeah. That is bad, actually.
Yeah. And then on the back end of May.
Yes.
Solo.
My birthday. Oh.
Is it?
Yeah, 25th.
I see. You shouldn't tell your birthday on the podcast. What if somebody hacks your...
Ah, they're going to hack my birthday, aren't they?
Yeah. Do you want me to take that out?
No,
you may
have
already said it before.
People know anyway.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, there
you
go. Yeah. Uh-huh. Do you want to know when my birthday is?
Yes, and your mother's maiden name. And your first pet?
You couldn't spell my first pet, Mason.
Wow.
Yeah, because it's not a
real
word.
It's Mr. Mixes Piddalick?
Ah, shut up.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I thought.
What do we got here? My first pet was a water snail. Okay.
Doesn't count as a pet.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. That's something you scrape off the back of your shoe.
Okay, my first pet was a water snail in the fish tank. My brother got the fish and I got the snail. How does that work?
Did it just come with... Was it just a dirty fish tank? And you were like, oh, I guess... What did your youngest brother get?
Kick it in.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Just some dirt at the bottom. He's like, that's my pet.
Well,
some dirt.
My pets consisted of that... we had some blue tongue lizards.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then
I had a blue tongue lizard at one point.
Yeah, that's it. They're delicious. And no. and this dog. So that's the kind of thing.
Okay,
so true. Next I get a chimp. Is that right?
You get a chimp. Yep, that's right. And you train the chimp.
And then I get a guitar.
Nice.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Electric guitar.
Yep.
Yeah, good. What's next? A solo, sorry.
That's right.
We talked about this last week. The trailer we heard.
Might have been out with Super Bowl.
Super Bowl, yeah.
Has the Super Bowl happened yet?
No, it's the 5th.
Okay,
so it's
then.
Coming up soon.
All right.
What's the date today?
So, playing with fire. Obviously, they're like, well, we don't need a trailer because we're Star Wars.
Yeah, exactly. Well, did you hear? I think they're still waiting for kind of Last Jedi to die down. And as I said last week, it's a matter of people really, really anticipate it. Do you hear that wind whipping around, Mason?
Yeah, I did.
It sounds spooky. The dog spooked.
My third
pet.
The dog is spooked about wind and also enjoying catching little mites.
Yeah.
Little fleas.
That's true. She does. Yeah. She's
be cool, dog.
Hey,
you're cool.
Is it an aeroplane?
Yes.
Okay, very good.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, so Solo, I think they're...
Oh, yeah.
They're waiting until people are like... like clawing at the internet to release it. And The Last Jedi's still out, so that's still kind of... Mm-hmm. Still kind of happening. But... Yeah, they changed the name in China. Like, they took the Star Wars off it because The Last Jedi bombed.
Did it really?
Yeah. And some people are saying, like, see, even China doesn't like it. It's garbage. China's not indicative of what's good or not good.
That's
from
true,
the things
yeah.
that do well in that yeah. country. So,
and also, from what I can gather, movies only do well in China if you insert an additional scene that is just gratuitous pandering to China.
Yeah, right.
Like,
yeah.
We know that Iron Man 3 got a scene, like an extended scene where he goes to China and marvels over their incredible technological prowess and gets the arc reactor taken out of his chest or whatever.
Transformers 4 has a whole lot of milk, Chinese milk.
Chinese milk, that's right.
And pop stars and whatnot. Yeah. It's just, anyway, whatever.
Now You See Me 2 has a Chinese pop star in it. You can always tell because they always look like Chinese pop stars.
Exactly.
They're wearing a silver leather biker jacket.
Yeah, that's
the key.
And silver leather hat.
Yes, that's right.
But no, I mean, you're obviously, I made a video on The Last Jedi, Mason, how Star Wars was ruined. I don't know if you saw it.
I did see that, yes.
It's divisive. I don't know if you've noticed. Mm. I've got a whole lot of hate mail from it. We can maybe do it another week when you're feeling a bit better.
No, we can do it now.
We'll see how we go.
Okay,
keep going.
But I say that now. I'm full of vim and vigor because covered in multiple ice packs.
You
right
crashed
now.
Pretty hard before, so
that's
I think
true. It
this is going.
I'm
in
like,
ways.
Fine. I'm
going
to live forever. Oh God.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Yeah. Next up, we've got Ocean's 8 in June.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Most of them aren't good. Do another one. That's fine.
Yep, that's
true. That's my motto.
Exactly. If you are mad that they're ruining the incredible legacy of the Ocean's movies, remember only Ocean's 11 is good. And only the remake, the original, is also bad.
It's so bad. It's impossibly bad. I haven't seen it. I've seen clips of it.
I've seen it.
But it's just a whole lot of Frank Sinatra sidling up to someone at a bar.
He's always sidling. The big ruse in Ocean's 11, the original, is that there's just a brief distraction, and then they just sidle back into the cashier's like pit and just take the money out and walk away.
See, I'd assumed it would have been like The Sting. Where it's like an elaborate
there's
kind
not,
of...
No.
And there's like people on radios and there's fake gambling going on and fake moustaches, but there's none of that. It's just sidling.
Yeah,
sidling and swiping.
Sidling, everybody's drunk.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Everybody's got a problem.
Next up, Mason, in June also, we've got The Incredibles 2.
Yeah.
Good. They released some images of some of the characters from this week. Mm-hmm. They got the Better Call Saul guys in it. And,
oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I'm really excited to see
Bob Odenkirk.
Bob Odenkirk, yes. Mm-hmm. I like Better Call Saul a lot, so.
I watched like the first three or four.
Yeah. No, you should watch it. It's good.
Okay, right.
Yeah,
okay.
It's kind of quietly just killing it. And people watch
see,
it,
that's, yeah, that's
but it's not like Breaking Bad where it was this phenomenon, you know, but it's very good.
But again, it's one of those series that's gotten so deep in, like, we're like four seasons in. It's another one that I just have to wave goodbye to from the shore.
No, like, you can go back to it.
Okay.
Because there's only like 8 or 10 in a series or whatever. Well, what you've got? You've got 40 hours, don't you, Mason?
No.
You're on your deathbed. What else are you going to watch?
Actually, that's a really good point, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, listen to Audible, but, you know, that when you've done listening to Audible, all of the audiobooks, then you can do
okay,
this.
Okay, I'll
do
it. I'll get back to it. Okay.
That looks fun, probably. Incredibles 2. Brad Bird's back as director as well. His last one was Tomorrowland, so he's gone back to animation.
That's right, yeah.
I want to see him do more live action stuff, though, because I think he's very capable.
He was very good.
Yeah, well, he did the best Mission Impossible.
Correct.
Mission Impossible 2.
And the best Tomorrowland.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever been on the ride?
No.
It might be better.
The ride might be better, that's true, yeah.
Does it even exist anymore?
The colouring book's probably pretty good as well.
I bet it is.
Mm.
Next up is Jurassic World. Oh boy.
Oh, Fallen Kingdom.
Yeah.
Why, oh boy?
Because I want it to be good. Yeah. I hope it is.
You know what? I recently rewatched original Jurassic World.
Yeah.
Perfectly serviceable.
It's totally fine. Yeah. I completely agree. Mm-hmm. We should have saved it for an audio commentary, Mason.
I'm not watching it again.
Well, I'll watch it by myself. I'll do my own commentary track. Good. I won't, obviously.
Just you and the dog and a big bucket of pee. You can slosh it around. If you're missing me and you're like, oh, I wish Mesa were here to say something.
I wish Mason wasn't
bit of a
dead.
Zinger. Slosher, slosher, slosh.
No, I think there's a very good chance it'll be good, but that trailer did not.
Yeah.
Because it was, I think it's hiding a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now, so what they, so I think in the next trailer, they're going to show a bunch of that stuff. And then people will be like, I can't believe you showed everything.
Yeah.
So,
look, all I want from this one is I want B.D. Wong being menacing and insane. I want a woman, well, you know, a woman or a man just being unnecessarily cruelly killed.
Yep. I want
an extended death sequence.
Yeah, whatever.
I want Bryce Dallas Howard wearing even taller heels the whole time.
Absolutely.
I want Jimmy Buffett running around with four margaritas, probably.
Mate. Bit off a bit more than he can bloody chew, if you ask me. Mm-hmm. Also, I want...
Or maybe like the Wendy's mascot.
Okay,
Karen Berger's around, I don't know.
I want John Hammond to come back, but he's a little boy clone John Hammond.
Oh,
and he's got a little cane and a little straw hat.
Yeah, very nice, very nice.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
And he's like, you've taken it too far, James Cromwell.
That's right.
Yeah. And after that, we've got Mission Impossible 6. They just released a video of Tom Cruise breaking his foot. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah. So, and then also him strapped to the side of a helicopter.
I just imagine it. He's doing whatever. He's running. He smacks his foot on like the side of a building or something like that. He continues to run. They call cut and he's like, I broke my foot, everyone. I broke it. Broke it.
That's very
good. Good work, everyone. Yeah. You nailed it.
He wouldn't call a wrap. He'd just keep going forever, wouldn't he? Yeah, I think true. He did call. I think they called it off for many months.
Yeah, right.
I mean, he's like 56 or whatever he is. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Mission Impossible 6. The last one was okay. Same director, which I liked that they went to a different director every time. This is the first time they haven't.
I would assume that he has listened to our podcast where we reviewed the last one.
Yeah, yeah.
And he has taken all our criticisms on board, right?
Tom Cruise
and the director.
Listen to it! Yeah, it's very possible.
This time I want to be under the water for 10 minutes, for real. I don't want any CG. I'm going to drown in that water. People are going to love it.
They're going to bloody love it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the reason why people watch those movies, because Tom Cruise is a lunatic.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And if he's not a lunatic, what's the point?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Then we've got Ant-Man and the Wasp in July.
Very nice.
Should be getting a trailer for that relatively soon.
Good.
I'd imagine. Good.
Good.
Looks good.
Good.
I mean, does it? I don't know. Peyton Reed. I want to see what he does with the story that's just his. Because he picked up Edgar Wright.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Yeah.
Ant Ball.
Yep.
And ran with it. Ball of Ants. And
yes.
Off he went to the races, mate.
Yeah.
And we'll see where it goes.
Are you concerned that perhaps it'll be exactly like the previous one, except with no fun little additions that were very obviously Edgar Wright's?
I don't know.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I'm not really concerned because I don't care enough about
Ant-Man,
that it's going to bother me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But I think, again, that I feel, again, while I enjoyed Ant-Man and Doctor Strange,
that was the
era where they were like, we'll just rest on our laurels for a little bit.
Yeah.
And I guess the idea now is they'll let Peyton Reed put more of a spin, like a more of an individual spin on this.
More weird stuff.
What has he got, though? Like, what did Peyton Reed do before Ant-Man?
It's not exactly a...
it's not clear what he did.
Yeah.
He just emerged from the wilderness.
Well, he's not like... You wouldn't be like, oh, that's very... Yeah, he did Yes Man. He did Bring It On.
Okay.
I don't know whether he wrote those or he was in them or whatever. I don't know, man. What do you want from me? Hang on, I'm just going to check what he directed. So, yeah, it's not like... Oh, he's done New Girls. Yeah, he did Yes Man. I mentioned that. Yeah, he did Bring It On. So, yeah, he's done stuff. People love Bring It On.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. But a lot of people love that movie.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I remember when I went and saw that at the cinemas, I was like, I want to see Bring It On. But everyone voted for Bring It On. And then we went and saw Bring It On. I'm like, come on.
What would you have rather seen?
There was something else that I wanted to say.
Nice.
What came out the same week as Bring It On?
Why would I know that? I don't know what came out last week.
It's in the year 2000.
Okay, great.
It was August of 2000. Here we go. Here we bloody go.
Probably something millennial. Probably some sort of action movie related to the Millennium Bug.
Probably.
Probably Cellular. When did that come out?
No, I think that was way after that.
Okay.
I think it was like, it's probably a Blade sequel. I don't know.
Yeah, sure, right.
What do you think about? Okay, The Cell was out. I probably wanted to see The Cell.
That's what I was thinking of.
Cody Ugly. I didn't see that in the movies. Hollow Man. I would have wanted to see Hollow Man.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, you know what's out in August? The Replacements. One of my favorite underrated
the football film.
Space Cowboys is out in August.
You wouldn't have seen Space Cowboys.
I would have seen it over Bring It On. Stargate SG-1 Beneath the Surface. What the hell?
No, that'd be a TV movie.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, I would have liked to see any of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, we've got Alita, Battle Angel or Battle mm-hmm. Angel Alita.
Yep.
Looks weird.
Yep.
Now, apparently, and we got this wrong, that the manga is set in the US. Yeah, so...
It's always a little bit up in the air, but now we know definitively that it's set in the US. Okay, right.
I mean, I don't think we ever said it was racist, but let me tell you this much, Mason.
Yes.
It's racist.
That's right.
I'm standing by the thing that
we are the number one arbiters. Two middle-class white men from Australia. We're the ultimate arbiters of whether something's racist or not.
And that is definitively racist.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think the takeaway from that trailer is it looks weird, and I don't like how it looks.
Okay.
Some people are well into it.
Uh-huh.
I am not. But I'm hoping to be pleasantly surprised.
What else is coming out around that time?
A couple of weeks later, we got The Predator.
Okay, right.
Which is Shane Black's The Predator.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I hope that's good.
Yeah.
I really liked Predators.
Mm.
Is there a bad Predator movie? Not
Predator 2.
Do you think it's bad, though?
It's been a long time since I've seen it.
It's got some interesting ideas in it, I remember.
Like Bill Paxton.
Or Pullman.
Yes.
Which one is it? It's Paxton, isn't it?
It's Paxton, yeah.
Yeah, because he's been killed by an alien, a predator, and a terminator.
Correct, yes.
And he's not in one.
Pullman's barely been killed by anything.
That's true.
Yeah.
Was he killed by? Was he killed by an alien in Independence Day 2?
I think so.
Yeah, good on him. But, it's got that bit where they're hiding from the predator, where they got the suits that disguise
their heat signature. That's right, they're like,
and he just switches to night vision or whatever.
Yeah, that's
I'm like, oh,
good.
That's cool. He's got a whole lot of different
that is
modes.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's also probably got eyes, so he can
also
just
regular eyes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm really excited to see this.
Same.
Yeah, hasn't been a Predator movie in a long while, and I know you love AVP too, even though it's crap.
I kind of do, yeah.
But
do we know when this is going to be? Is this essentially going to be a reboot of Predator 1?
I think it's a sequel. I think it's a sequel. Like all that stuff kind of happened.
Would you like it to be set? If it could be only set in one location, a phone booth.
Do you go back to
the whole thing is set in one phone booth?
I liked the idea. I really liked what they did with Predators and they took it to the alien jungle. I like that a lot. But I want to say the jungle, but we've seen the jungle enough.
That's what I'm talking about,
We saw the city and I didn't...
We saw the snow.
But you could do the snow again.
That's true.
Yeah. What about, like, I want like an interesting... What's an interesting location?
A steel dance
mill.
Recital.
Dance recital. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful. Done. Yeah. And then on August 7th, we've got a bunch of stuff. Or that week, sorry. We've got The Equalizer 2.
Okay.
Didn't know they were making that. Barbie. I don't think that's this year. Maybe it is. The Meg, which is about the giant shark that Jason Statham fights.
Okay, then sure.
And the Scarface reboot.
You sure it's not the invention of the unit of data storage that's larger than a kilobyte?
Oh, sorry, it is. That is the subtitle.
And he fights it.
And he fights it, yeah.
He's the one man railing against large storage sizes.
Do you think he goes into the virtual world or he just goes into a whole lot of... Just goes into a whole lot of computer data storage centers and just spin kicks his way through.
I think
kick it over towers.
That does sound great, but I think that's what happens initially. And then they get out the Tron laser and they zap him into a computer, and then he has to headbutt. He has to headbutt the concept of the megabyte. That's the final boss.
I want him to kick over all the data towers, and then they're like, "You fool! It's in the cloud."
Nice.
And that's when he goes into the cloud.
He leaps into the cloud.
Anyway, he fights a giant shark.
Great.
Hasn't been a good shark movie in a while. I saw that Blake Lively one.
Yeah.
It was all right. But
does he fight it in like a little submarine, for example?
I don't know, man.
Okay. I can imagine him in, you know, one of those like submersibles that's like, it's like a bike.
Yeah,
you
right.
sit on the bike and it's got the
helmet on.
The helmet system on it. Yeah. It's got a harpoon gun in it.
It's that, yes.
Nice. Okay. Good, thank you.
Equalizer 2, did you see the first Equalizer?
No.
It's all right. Barbie, I don't know. I don't know if that's coming out this year. Why are they remaking Scarface? But whatever.
Who's in Scarface?
I don't know. I've actually seen Scarface. Have you seen Scarface?
I have seen Scarface.
Is it good?
Yeah.
It's one of those movies that I should have seen, but
there's a bit where he chases some pelicans.
Okay.
Yeah, that's worth it for that. It's worth it for that. And there's a montage to the song "Take It, Push It to the Limit," which is pretty incredible.
Ah, I think I've seen that.
Yeah, it's really good.
There's also the video game, which is set directly after where he lives.
He lives.
Because I know the ending. I think that's why I haven't seen it, because I know, I think I've watched that scene.
Yeah, right.
Where he just fuels himself Riddle up with bullets, cocaine and then runs out.
Mm-hmm.
There is not a lot of information here on Scarface. Push it to the limit. It's a strange...
For a second there, I thought you were going to say it's Australian Scarface.
It's Australian Scarface.
He gets
Diego Luna.
Oh, okay.
That's not bad.
Australian Scarface, he gets off his head on like bags of goon at the end. He's surrounded by big piles of cask wine.
And then the Australian cops come in with tasers.
That's right. How they do he's got a cricket bat and he's brought down harmlessly.
What else have we got here? September, we've got Goosebumps, the movie sequel.
Okay.
Have you seen the original one?
No.
That's all right. And then we've got that Robin Hood reboot where he's got the eyeliner.
Thank you.
Which will be bad.
For sure.
But good. I'm glad they're doing it. October is Venom.
Nice. Good, good, good.
We must be getting something for that very soon. Any thoughts on Venom?
Fired up. Kind of excited.
Fired up. He's fired up, everybody. Yeah. Tom Holland's in it. Tom Hardy's in it.
The Toms.
A couple of Toms.
Was that you? Was that a race caller? Horse race caller?
I don't know. What do you want? What do you want it to be?
I don't know. Probably that. Yeah.
Then it's not. Next up,
what else would you like to see Tom Holland and Tom Hardy in teaming up? I say a remake of that movie Legend, where they're twin brother criminals. Except one of them's Tom Hardy and one of them's Tom Holland.
So one's real gruff and one's, hello, it's me, Tom Holland.
Exactly.
How much crime are we doing today? Mother said we're going to do some crime. you're better at that than me.
You've got a nice pub here. Shame if something happened to it. And then he taps his little arm on the bar. Nothing happens.
He can do a flip.
He could probably do a flip. That's true.
What else we got? October 16th is Halloween that week. I guess I'm saying the specific day because it's not October 16th. Mid-October. Halloween. I think it's a sequel to the second one.
For a second there, I thought you were going to describe Halloween.
Imagine
a pagan ceremony.
Yeah, imagine. But it's kind of morphed over time.
Now it's just children who want candy.
And surly teenagers throwing eggs at their teachers' houses. But it scraps all the bad ones. Though I don't know whether that includes H2O, which is the one that I remember most fondly. It's got Josh
Hartnett. No way they're going to include any of the continuity of the previous ones. They're just going to be like, there was a guy, his name's Michael Myers, not that Michael Myers.
Yeah.
And he's a killer.
He's got shat in his face.
Exactly, yeah.
Because at the end of H2O, she kills him with an axe.
Great.
She takes his head off. But then in the next movie, it turns out that she killed a paramedic. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I want to see that.
Yeah, sure.
Sure. And then we've got Mowgli, apparently.
Hey, just quickly, we're still recording, right?
Yeah, we're still recording.
We're back on. Okay,
yeah, we're back on.
Okay, we're back on.
Next up, we've got Mowgli.
Is that a Gremlins sequel?
No, I think it's the Andy Serkis version of The Jungle Book.
Huh. Did you read that Andy Serkis this week was like, I'll be Iron Man when they reboot it. I'll be Iron Man. What does that mean?
It means he'll do it, Mason.
Okay, good.
What do you want? You don't want him to do it?
No, I don't say that.
It's directed by Andy Serkis.
Yes.
And stars a bunch of people or whatever. They really make... I can't believe they're doing this. Good luck. I don't know why.
Wait, explain what it was again.
Okay, do you remember how they just made The Jungle Book?
Yes.
This is
that Mowgli. Okay,
but this
is
that.
Because it's an original story that's no longer
copyright.
It is,
so you can't do the Disney version, but you can do the
one
based off
the
book or whatever.
Terrific.
And then in November, we've got Wreck-It Ralph.
Okay.
Breaks the internet.
Nice.
How many memes do you think there'll be? Do you think he'll get flooded by memes and they'll be stuck in like a tube and it's filling up with memes and they have to escape?
No, I don't think you can manufacture a meme in that way.
What do you mean?
I think Minions struck gold with memes. But I don't think you'd just be like, I think there'll be a sticker pack.
Memiums.
There'll be a sticker pack on bloody, not MSN Messenger. On...
On they're, ICQ bringing,
they're,
chat.
They're bringing back MSN Messenger
yep.
just for a sticker pack. Now, on Facebook Messenger, there will be a Wreck-It Ralph sticker pack, but that's it.
Okay. Yeah. I'm talking about, like, in the movie, like, he'll get flooded with memes.
Oh, yeah, he'll definitely get flooded with
internet.
Memes. Yeah, no, yeah. for sure. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
I think there might be some characters that appear very much like Minions.
And he has cheeseburger.
Yes, has cheeseburger, precisely. Yeah.
I don't think it'll be like that. I think the Emoji Movie would do something like that.
Yeah, right.
But I think Wreck-It Ralph is probably a smarter property than you give it credit for. Have you seen it?
No.
It's all right.
Still haven't.
It's all right.
Okay.
It kind of slows down when they stop in one place because you kind of see it jumping from video game to video game. It's good. It's fine. Then we've got Creed 2.
Okay.
Directed by Stallone.
Yep.
And get this, they just announced this. Mm-hmm. The villain is the son of Ivan Drago.
Didn't we know that or did we speculate that?
Maybe we speculated.
I think we speculated
it.
Oh,
man.
But again, Stallone does listen to this podcast.
He does.
He knew a good idea when he heard it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved you in Stop and Why Mom Will Shoot.
Precisely.
I loved you in Cliffhanger, legitimately.
I loved you as Tango or Cash, whichever one you were.
I loved you in Driver, the race car
Loved
one.
You in Demolition Man.
Correct. I loved you in the one where you were the deaf fat cop. I think it was called Deaf Fat Cop.
Yeah, that's right.
Very good. What do you think of Creed 2?
I'm going to be good, I guess.
Going to be good?
Did you say, wait, I think it'll be pretty good. Okay. It's Michael B. Jordan still, right?
Yeah, he's still in it. Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool, man.
Yeah. I think,
how are they going to get them to fight together though? Like,
what do you mean?
I guess it's similar to the way that they got Rocky to fight in the last Rocky again.
Yeah,
where they were just like, the internet says they have to do it, so yeah. I guess they have to do it. So it'll be the same. It'll be like, the internet says that Rocky's protege has to fight Drago's son, and they're like, I guess.
But what you're forgetting about this as well is Drago killed Creed 2's father.
Oh, I've forgotten about that, yeah.
So there's a whole lot of other stuff going on there. Well, there's that one thing.
That's the one thing, yeah.
So, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. But I mean, I guess at the same time, like, unless Drago's son was raised to believe that his father killing Creed was a real cool thing to do.
Well, it was pretty cool.
It was very cool.
He was showboating quite a lot.
Killing that man, yeah, for sure.
No, before he was killed.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he was... I'm not saying he was asking for it, but it felt kind of like you should have been a little bit more prepared.
Sure, right. Uh-huh.
You went in there thinking it was a joke and you got your head beaten in.
That's true.
All right. Anyway, that's a lesson for another... No,
it's a lesson for now.
It's a lesson for now. It
Don't
is.
Show
that's why
we're about to be killed by some sort of gigantic Russian murder machine.
That's what I was going to say. That's why I stopped.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Next up, we've got Dark Phoenix.
Not interested. Yeah. But we'll see it. We can't not see it, can we?
Yeah. And then we've got Nutcracker.
That can't be right.
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah, it's that Christmas movie or whatever. Christmas story.
Christmas movie or ballet movie?
Whatever it is, man. I don't know anything about it.
Why have you put that on the list?
Because it's a thing. I don't know.
That's a good point, actually.
Nutcracker and the Four Realms or whatever.
Oh.
You know, are you familiar with that?
Is this a Hansel
is it
and Gretel?
Christmas?
Is this
I don't
a Hansel
know.
And Gretel Monster Hunters situation or something?
I don't know, man.
Okay, good.
No, I think it's like Keira Knightley's The Sugar Plum Fairy. Maybe it's not a Christmas movie.
Mm.
Anyway, I don't care. I don't know why I put it in here, but
it is. Maybe it's an Adam Sandler movie. He's going back to his roots. It's just him getting hit in the nuts.
That was actually
90 minutes.
Creed and that was in November. I skipped those. That's actually before. I don't want people to get confused. I don't want people to set their movie-going experiences by this podcast.
That's right.
And then in December, it's action-packed because there's no Star Wars.
Yeah.
So everybody's just jumped on that spot. So we've got Spider-Verse, Mortal Engines, How Many Bones?
Wait, Spider-Verse is the animated
one,
right?
Yeah, looks great. Right.
Is that getting a cinematic release?
Yes.
Wow.
Mortal Engine, Too Many Bones, London's on wheels.
We're fighting, cities are fighting each other.
Correct.
Pretty
then
good.
We've got Aquaman, the Bumblebee movie, and Mary Poppins. So, which of those is going to make no money?
Ooh, tough call.
Probably Mortal Bones, So Many Bones.
Yeah, absolutely. That's
but that, that, to be fair, is coming out before everything except Spider-Verse.
Right.
But I think Spider-Verse will probably beat it out.
That'd be an interesting test.
Yeah.
Animated Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, right. It looks great though, like visually.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
It's incredible. So that was something I wasn't interested in until I saw that trailer, and then I went, hello.
And I'm kind of interested in the Bumblebee movie.
Me too.
Right.
So we can make fun of it.
Yeah.
Or if it's good.
Yeah.
Because it's a different director, and it's a real bug. I know that was the thing that you went back on board.
That's right,
it's a real V-dub.
Yeah, huh?
How do you think Aquaman's going to go?
I think it'll do as well as Justice League, probably.
That's not good.
No, that's what I'm saying.
But it's
how could it do better though?
Because it'll be a better film, probably.
It will be a better film, but I see. Right. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Word of mouth.
Yeah.
But I also think that people are much more... my feeling is Justice League did poorly because people saw it opening weekend and then tweeted and texted and went, this movie is terrible.
It's not terrible.
But that's what I'm saying people said. But
yeah, no, you're right.
But I think people are much less inclined to see Aquaman and go and tell everybody, hey, this is actually pretty good. I don't think they will. I think people are much more inclined to be like, avoid this and go and see this. So I think it's going to do, even though it's, you know, a director we like, I think it's going to do comparably because people will be like, I saw it and was fine.
Yeah,
see it if you want.
I think it's going to do better than Justice League.
Okay, then.
I don't know if it's going to, maybe it'll do like, maybe Man of Steel numbers.
I think it'll have to be better. I think it'll have to be pretty spectacular. And I'm not saying it won't be. I think it might be one of the better ones.
Yeah.
But I think it'll have to be pretty spectacular for people to be like, hey, everyone, they've turned it around. Let's all go see Aquaman.
And it's a really busy month. So even if it is good, you still might be right.
Yeah.
Because people will just, there's too much out.
I've got to see Bumblebee again. God. I've got to see Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins is going to
kill. Who's Mary Poppins?
What's her name?
Michael Rooker.
Yeah, Michael Rooker. And they said Kate Winslet. It's not. It's bloody... She's in Looper. She used to date Michael Bublé.
Emily Blunt.
Yes.
Oh, there you go. Nice. All right. I'll see it based on the strength of that. I won't. I'll see if there's a Michael Rooker cameo.
There might be.
Yeah.
And Lin-Manuel Miranda, the dude from...
Hamilton.
Hamilton is the Dick Van Dyke character.
Oh.
Mary Poppins is going to kill...
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I've learned my lesson from last time where I said Beauty and the Beast will do fine or whatever I said, or it'll sink, or nobody will like it because the original is still there.
Yeah.
And then I remembered nobody likes old things because they're garbage. So people will see the new one. So I think you're right.
Yeah. If it's good.
Yeah.
Which I think it will be. But, mm-hmm. I mean...
Where's Mary Poppins get her powers?
Oh, she's cursed, I think.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
All right.
No, but this one, I actually read the synopsis and it's set when one of the kids has grown up. And Mary Poppins comes back. So she has an age, I assume.
Oh, this is a hook scenario.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, okay, exactly. Right.
Yeah.
So
she's been off in one of the infernal realms.
Correct, exactly.
She's
returned,
okay.
Gathering her strength and her dark forces.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah.
I assume that one of the kids has grown up because the other one was eaten by Mary Poppins. She was like, she comes after the original Mary Poppins, she comes back and she's like, listen, I need some sustenance on my way to the infernal realm, so if I can just eat one of you.
Yeah, absolutely.
The other one can grow up to do whatever, I don't care. Become an accountant and lose your joy of magic. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
But she...
I'm eating a kid!
But she... They wanted to make more Mary Poppins movies,
mm-hmm.
but the author was staunchly against it. Well, there's that movie about it where the Walt Disney convinced her... Because they thought they ruined the property and whatever. So
really?
They weren't able to make Mary Poppins. There's like 7 books.
Why would you say they ruined it?
Because they put animated penguins and shit in
and a bunch
of stuff that she didn't like.
Let me throw this idea at you.
Yeah.
It's the vague magical children's movies that we remember from our childhood averse.
Okay.
So it's Mary Poppins.
Bed Knobs and Broomsticks. Peach Dragon.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
I hate that
they're
movie.
They're all back. They're all back and they're all teaming up. We need a villain though. I'm not sure. Was there ever a villain from back in the day? Wonka's back. Wonka's back and he's bad.
He's bad. He's gone
and
bad.
And they've got to team up.
He's gone. Yeah. He's on a.
He's finally revealed his true intentions, which is to murder children on a larger scale than he did before.
And they have to team up.
They'll have to team up.
Okay,
exactly,
gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm in. I'm 100% in.
Thank you. Was Dick Van Dyke in a whole bunch of those?
He was. Yeah.
He was the inventor and he was the chimney sweep. Right?
Yeah. He was in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Yeah. Remember the song Toot Sweet?
Not really.
No good. Not a good film.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. But anyway, he does a great British accent. I'm joking, he doesn't. It's
terrible. It's one of the worst. Yeah.
But he's good. He's great.
Here's a little call to action. Our weekly Wackadoos. If you would like to come up with a plot outline for that movie, or possibly add some more movies to that roster.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Because I would like a Marvel universe of movies you vaguely remember from your childhood.
And also hate.
Yes.
Because I hated all of those movies.
Or if you
movies.
Can think of a big... if you, you know what? I guess we've got Wonka as the villain.
Yeah.
If there's like a big henchman that you can have from another movie. Like, because I can't think of anything big. Like a big monster.
And it can't be like... If it hits like 1978, no.
It's too far. It's
too far.
Late. Yeah.
It has to be before that.
Yes.
Yeah. And it has to have... Does it have to incorporate animated segments into live action?
Yeah, maybe one, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Uh-huh. All right, very good.
Yeah.
Great. Anyway, that's everything.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Just quickly, what's going to make the most money this year?
Avengers 3.
Okay.
Infinity War.
You're probably right.
Yes.
And I agree with you.
That being said, Black Panther has made a lot of pre-sales in tickets already.
That's true.
Like, it's made stacks.
That's true.
I was going to give you a figure, and then I realised I don't know anything about
Mason, you didn't need
movie
to.
Figures.
Perfectly. The only reason I think that might not be the case is because just before Avengers or around then, you've got Solo and Deadpool 2.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say Incredibles 2, because these animated movies...
Oh, they make fucking,
they sneak in there.
They make a bloody mint.
And if they're not number one, they're normally in the top three. Like the Despicable Me movies and whatever they do.
Uh-huh.
They do super well.
I think Marvel fans and just fans of the Marvel movies generally are going to, that's the same thing. But they're gonna rally around Infinity War. This is gonna.
You're probably right. You know what? Yeah. You're probably right. But I can't just say the same thing, can
no,
I?
That's true.
That's not
but interesting. What I'm saying is, has a Pixar movie ever outgrossed one of these Marvel movies?
It's a really good question. I mean, I'm sure the smaller ones.
Yeah.
But you know, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
What's something that's gonna tank? Something that you think like? Doesn't necessarily have to be like the lowest film of the year, but just is a big swing and a miss.
Ooh.
Like Dark Phoenix, the Mowgli movie, Battle Angel.
I can't see the Mowgli. That's not Disney backed, right?
No.
That's going to sink like a John Carter of Mars.
Yeah, right.
I feel. Because, I mean, wait, is it?
Robin Hood's definitely going to tank.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. They're both on the same theme.
Yeah, right.
Which is just a thing from the past.
Yeah.
People got no love for that stuff anymore.
See, I want to pick something here that's like, that you think would do well. Like, I want to, like a Jurassic World 2. I'm like, what if that tanked? But I don't think it will.
No.
But
I think there's enough love for that franchise. I think people will see that through anything now.
I think without The Rock, Rampage would probably tank.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, that might, I think it maybe even still will tank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I think Wrinkle in Time might not do very well.
It's a bit of a Cloud Atlas kind of scenario.
Yeah, it's a Cloud Atlas scenario, yeah.
Because, well, that's the thing. Like, a lot of people are like, I've seen on the net who are like, oh my God, I love A Wrinkle in Time. That was my favorite book as a kid. I've never met anyone in real life who's ever...
I mean, maybe
I've never had a conversation about it. I've never met anyone who's
read it. It might just not
be
an Australian thing. I think that's very well what it could be. Because we don't know it, but that doesn't mean that it's not.
But that bodes poorly for international territories,
that is true.
Right? If it does well in America, but nobody else has heard of it or cares.
Yeah.
Then
it's interesting. Anyway, if anyone has something that they think will do super well or super poorly, let us know. What's something, if you had to pick one movie from this year, what would you pick?
That I can only watch? I can only watch one?
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah, Infinity War.
I need to see Solo. Even if it's bad,
that's right.
I need to see it. I need to know.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily a good thing. I just need to know.
Yeah, sure, right.
Yeah. I'd still probably pick Avengers over
Solo.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
All right, that'll do it. Yeah. Why don't we save the hate mail for next week?
Okay,
Mason?
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I'm feeling well, but...
Let's not push it.
And plus, I imagine, based on the comments that arrived on that video...
Because you were here when I published that.
In the first 2 or 3 minutes, I imagine the comments are still rolling in, and there's probably going to be some pearlers from now until next week.
There's some great stuff, Mason.
Yeah, so save it up. You're right.
It's because it's a real combination of, like... It's people who are angry because... Anyway, I won't get into it.
Yeah, yeah. Look, it's you've really hit a nerve.
I'm also not saying that if you like it, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
That's not the point at all. I mean, there's not really a point to it. I just thought it was a dumb, fun thing
to make. It is a Rosetta Stone of a video in the sense that people have decided that it's about whatever is really bugging them. They've decided it's your fault and you're the worst and you should kill yourself.
Yeah.
So it's a good video, I think.
I thought so.
Yeah.
I thought it was...
What was your eureka? Did you have a moment where you were just like in the bath or something? You're like, I know what I could do to annoy everyone.
Yeah, it was kind of... I think it's because I had a couple of weeks off.
Yes.
So it kind of... Often, you know, I could have kind of speed someone out.
Uh-huh.
But this was... I had a bit of time to think about it. I'm like, what's something... I didn't want to upset people. I'm just like, what's something dumb that I could just
make?
Yeah, to kind of kick off the year. Anyway, you know what it's time for?
Oh, it's time for our famous segment.
What are we reading?
What are we going to read?
I'm doing the thing. What'd you read?
I just watched Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Now, you've heard that it was mixed from people that you knew.
Yes.
How did you find it?
I completely get why that it is mixed. It's very interesting. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But it's very interesting, and I see why people would...
Did you like it?
I did like it.
You said you enjoyed it, didn't you?
I thought it would be more Coen Brothers kind of...
Is it Coen Brothers?
No, it's some... he's a playwright. I don't know a lot of his work, but...
Yeah, you wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't.
You're not in that scene, are you?
I'm not in the scene. But it's... yeah, it's pretty dark and it's pretty grim. I thought it'd be more of a kind of a... like a Oh Brother, Where Art Thou kind of situation.
Yeah, right.
With some wacky characters and et cetera. And there are some wacky characters. Sam Rockwell's pretty wacky.
But it's grim.
It's real grim.
Oh, Martin McDonagh.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did like In Bruges and shit.
Yeah, okay, right.
That's a great movie.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
He did Seven Psychopaths.
Yeah,
he's great. I like him a lot. Yeah. I should watch it. I didn't know it's him. I should watch
that. It's good. Good performances all around.
I watched...
Francis McDormand.
You're talking about... Coen Brothers. I watched Hail Caesar this week.
Yes,
because I wanted to see Alden. I liked it.
Yeah, it's good.
It's
right?
Not brilliant.
No,
but it's some good stuff in that movie.
I agree.
And there's a great musical number with Channing Tatum.
That's true. He's a man of many talents.
Yeah, man. Because I'd heard it was bad.
Yeah, right.
And you know what? Alden Ehrenreich.
Yes.
Is terrific.
That's what I've.
He's
really exactly.
good.
Yeah. Which is why initially I'm like, I don't necessarily believe all these reports coming off the solo set.
There's a that scene where he's trying to. Get the English language with Ralph Fiennes. It's great. It's not their best, but there's some really good moments.
Yeah, for sure.
I also watched Gotham by Gaslight.
Oh, the animated one.
Not for me, unfortunately. Yeah. I
don't think any of the animated stuff is for me, really.
It's not bad. It deviates a lot from the comic, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but they changed the killer.
Right,
and it
okay.
just... Because it's kind...
Why do you think they changed the killer?
To do more fist fights.
Oh, right. Because
okay. it's just fist fight after fist fight, and a lot of what's good about Gotham by Gaslight is an intellectual equal.
Yeah, right.
But Batman got him. Like,
yeah, right.
But they're like punching each other on top of a Ferris wheel and whatever.
Yeah, right.
And it's okay. Maybe it was just because I went in liking. The comic, and then it wasn't the comic. So maybe that's more on me, because a lot of people did really like it.
Who's the voice of Batman?
Bruce Greenwood, who I like. He does a good Batman. Yeah. Mm. But I also bought Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Okay.
The Dragon Ball fighting game. Yes. I like it. It's good. It's got too much bloody this much.
Yappity, yappity,
yappity, yappity, yappity, yappity, yappity, yap. And you gotta...
But traditionally, that's the best part of a Dragon Ball cartoon, right? The yappity yap.
You know I'm the biggest fan of Dragon Ball Z in the world. You know that about me, right? You know that. Yes. Everybody who listens to the show knows that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just not super compelling. And you fight clones of all the characters again and again and again in the story mission. And it's one of those games where you kick it in, where we start it up and it's like... Now you're in the player menu. Now you've got to connect to the thing, and now you've got to agree to this, and this is what this tutorial means, and this is the world. And it's just like text boxes, and like, just give me a fucking roster of fighters, and I'll just work my way through them. I don't need
you
all of
it.
This stuff. I understand.
Yeah. Can you shoot a giant laser out of your hands?
Yes.
Nice.
I still think I prefer Budokai 3.
I remember that one.
Because this
That's
is more
one.
Traditional, like your Street Fighter kind of thing, with a bit more, it's a bit more over the top.
Right.
But I remember you could just...
Budokai 3 was just all rage.
It was
like
rage.
You're enraged.
And you could go and you could fly like completely separate sides of the screen. And And maybe it's, of course, also I've just started it. So I'm really...
Yeah, right. Maybe it gets better.
Oh, it's good. No, I really like it. I do really like it, but I got to play it more.
Nice.
Anything
anyway,
else?
Anyway, strong recommendation. All those things. Three Billboards. Good film, I thought.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are we going to talk about... do you want to talk about issue 3 of...
Oh, let's talk about Doomsday Clock. Mm. Yeah, sure.
Spoilers.
Spoilers for Doomsday Clock, issue 3.
I don't know, man.
What do you reckon?
I think it
goes back and forth. I'm going back and forth on this series.
I think it was a mistake to bring in the regular DC.
Yeah,
I think
same.
It should have been a sequel.
Again, here's the thing. What I loved about Doomsday Clock issues 2 and 3 were, again, the new Watchmen universe characters.
Yeah.
And I would have loved to just seen the remainder, you know, what's left of the Watchmen universe.
Yeah.
What I did enjoy, the Mime's weapons are real.
Yeah, somehow. What is that?
I think my guess would be they're real weapons. They've been made invisible by like some sort of Dr. Manhattan radiation runoff or something
that. Yeah.
I think that would make sense.
Sure, okay, I'll say that.
Yeah.
He's not magic.
He's not magic. He's just a guy.
Okay, fair enough.
What do we like about it? Did you enjoy the fact that... what did you feel about
it? I don't dislike it.
Yeah, same.
But it's Watchmen, so it kind of has to be amazing. And if it's not, then it's kind of why you're doing it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll ramp up.
Yeah, well, like, that's the thing. It's not. It's...
Yeah. What did you feel about Batman's tactic of completely listening to this, to the new Rorschach's...
Giving him a little bath.
Giving a little bath and a little meal.
Yeah.
And then being like, oh, Dr. Manhattan is in Arkham Asylum. Let's go visit him. Is Batman then going to go and find Dr. Manhattan on his own, or does he not believe Rorschach at all?
He'd have to, because there's been a lot of signs that
something weird
is going on. So maybe he just wanted him out of the way.
Yeah.
And then
he is a dangerous lunatic.
He's a very dangerous lunatic. Who is he?
We've seen his face now.
Yeah.
He looks...
He could be the kid.
I think he's the kid.
Yeah.
But maybe...
No, he wasn't, because he was in the car when the bomb went off.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Then he's the psychiatrist's son.
Right. Okay. All right. Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Is he?
Yes.
Great.
Terrific.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm still on board. I'll watch it. I'll read it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it is $4 an issue, but you know.
That's how they get you, Mason.
That's how they get you, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
How many letters should we read? It's time for letters?
It's time for letters. Hang on. I'm under the weather. This is why this is taking a long time.
Great.
Yeah.
I'm under the bridge.
Red Hot Chili Pepper style.
Thanks.
Classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you.
This is a pretty good recovery for the letters theme.
Thank you.
We're going to do some letters.
That's Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Do you hate it when I talk during the letters theme?
No, I love it.
Does it upset you because, you know, you put a lot of effort into it? It's your thing. It's your job on the show.
I've got no opinion one way or the other.
Okay, good. Because you're always so quiet and reverent.
Yes, that's true.
The letters, yeah. Okay.
I'm concentrating on holding a phone
to a microphone. If you want to reach,
we're going to do some letters.
If you want to reach the show, you can hashtag weeklyplanetpod on Twitter, and we'll read out a few tweets and questions.
Or weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com.
And Mason will get to your email, and then he'll read out every one
of them. This is one. Hang on, I'll find it.
Okay.
Good start, right?
Great start.
You know,
mine are ready to go, so I could just just go if you want.
This I think we've mentioned off the air before, but not on the air. Okay. I've always been meaning to, but this is a letter from yesterday, so I'm glad it's still happening. This is from Jeremy. He lives in Germany. He's been listening to the show for a year now. Says he's a fan. That's very nice. However, while being on holiday in Crete, he found a very familiar looking shirt.
Oh right, yeah.
In a souvenir store.
This has come up few times.
Yeah. He said he almost bought it, but he doesn't want to support bootleg merchandise, so maybe it's still hanging there waiting to be recognized by another fan. So it's a green t-shirt. It's your avatar, the goat man, the goat Han Solo man. And underneath it says Cretan Wars.
Yeah, I've seen this before.
So it's still happening. I don't know. Last time I saw it was like a year ago.
Yeah, I don't know what this is.
Yeah. I'm curious as to whether Crete has like a large...
Am I Crete's mascot?
Yeah, maybe you are. Maybe like you're their Olympic mascot, maybe.
I'm their Mr. Sparkalo.
The next time... Yeah, it's true. The next time the Olympics are on, you should watch. And when Crete comes out...
Bless you.
You should check to see if they're not like people dressed in goat heads.
What a weird thing to bootleg.
I'm curious as to whether they have a large goat. Like maybe there's a lot of...
Maybe that's it, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to look up Crete goats.
If anybody has any kind of explanation for this...
That would be great. Like, if you run that...
Yeah.
If you run that bootleg souvenir store...
Look, we're not mad. We're just curious. So yeah. I don't know what that is. Yeah. Very weird, right?
Look, the Cree-Cree, sometimes called the Cretan goat, Agrimi or Cretan ibex, is a feral goat inhabiting the eastern Mediterranean, previously considered a subspecies of wild goat. We've discovered the secrets. What are you reckon about that?
Yeah, I guess it ties in.
Yeah,
they like goats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's good, man.
That is good.
Anyway, it's good to be Crete's official gross goat that they hate.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Pretty good, right?
Do you want me to do a tweet?
If you could do a tweet, that'd
Perry
be great.
Ritter. This is for you.
If you could do a tweet, that'd be great.
This is from Perry Ritter.
From Crete. A tweet from Crete.
This is to you specifically.
Oh, nice.
Since it's so near and dear to Meso's heart, what do you think about the XFL coming back in a big way? Do you know about this?
I'm aware the XFL is coming back, and Vince McMahon is requiring all the players to stand for the national anthem. I'm aware of that.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, why do I love the XFL again? I can't
remember. Because at our live show, we were talking about things that
failed.
Oh,
that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The XFL.
Oh, yeah, we've got a live show. I don't know. Have we checked the tickets? They may or may not be sold out.
Yeah.
A link below, people.
It's doing very well.
Is it?
Yes.
Do you know that for a fact?
I think we've sold most of the tickets.
Okay. I think they'll be, because there's standing room capacity. Even for
okay. Well, keep buying tickets then.
Yeah, I don't know. That, sure. It'll cap.
That's
out.
In April. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, we gotta say it up top.
Yeah, we should say it up top.
We really should sell this show. That we'll,
yeah. Right.
We'll be at. and think of a topic.
Yeah, sure. If you can think of any fun topics for live events,
yeah, please.
Let us know. I mean, we've got heaps ready to go. We're already on top of it.
We've got one covered. Don't even worry about it. If you can.
And if you suggest it to us and we use it during the live show,
yeah,
that's just a coincidence. We'd already thought of it.
We appreciate it.
We appreciate that you suggested it, but yeah, we got this.
You wasted your time.
Wasted your time.
Yeah. XFL, will this tank like it did last time?
Yes.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, good on him.
Yeah, sure.
Because that's the best thing in the world, isn't it? When you take the most popular thing in a country,
yeah,
and then you make the same thing.
But it's worse. But it's much worse. It's much worse. And it's what I think is good about it is that it's what they've done is they've taken a sport,
yeah,
where people have like decades of like adoration and reverence for their chosen team.
Like their parents followed that
team. That's their parents.
Something they've attended since they were children.
And then what you do
is... It's tied into their identity.
And then what you do is you just take, you make a copy of it and you make some like weird, like just knockoff teams that nobody has any connection to whatsoever.
Yeah.
And then, nice. Be like the Houston Snapchats and the California Raisins.
Do you think they're
going
to... There's going to be... There's going to be more.
California Raisins already exist.
Yes, I know. There's going to be more theatricality in it because it's a Vince McMahon thing.
I guess so.
Yeah. I mean, he's a very smart man, but also kind of a dummy from what
yeah,
I could tell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And an egomaniac. Mm. From every all the behind-the-scenes stories I've heard about him.
Yeah.
Like the
plus, everyone's always filling his car with cement.
Yeah.
You know?
Like the line between his like on-camera personality and behind the camera... I don't know where that ends exactly.
That's true, yeah.
I'm not a wrestling guy. I'm speaking out of line mm-hmm. here. But at the same time, I know exactly what yeah. I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's from Adam. Love the pod.
Oh, thanks, Adam.
Thank you. With all the garbage anime...
Thanks for everybody sends in a letter, by the way.
Oh, yeah, it's cool.
Nice. Yeah.
With all the garbage anime properties getting big Hollywood budgets, how long until a real proper Dragon Ball Z / Super live adaptation? Can it even be done? # Weekly Planet Pod. It has been done.
Yep.
It can be done.
Uh-huh.
Can it be done well?
No.
You don't think?
Because they can't do the hair.
Yeah.
Because you can't just have them, you can't just give them regular hair.
No, it doesn't work.
But you can't give them stupid anime hair.
Yeah.
And I think more than anything, Dragon Ball Z lives and dies on you, be it you can recognize the characters because they're stupid hair.
Stupid anime hair.
Yeah.
You're right.
Stupid hair.
Yeah. Now they got blue hair. I don't know if you've seen that.
I think maybe you could do like a Final Fantasy CGI animated movie.
Yeah, right.
But... Live action, I don't think so.
Live action, you don't think so. Yeah. Okay. I think it's possible.
Oh, yeah.
I think they'll have another bloody run at it. They'll do them all.
Yeah.
Because Dragon Ball Z is so popular. So
that's true, yeah.
I think people are just looking at it going, we should do this. Mm. And they'll, I don't know, maybe they'll do something closer to the source material. Because the last one they did was...
I'm just doing finger guns at the dog.
Okay. Yeah. The last one they did was, they made some weird...
Right, okay.
Have you seen it?
No.
Is it not
faithful to the original?
It is and it isn't. There's parts of it.
Is it in the sense of
mostly
like
not.
Is it like a Super Mario Brothers movie?
Where
they're like, well, like
yeah,
jump high, little, so give them jump boots. I don't know.
A little bit of that about it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's terrible.
Great.
Yeah. But James Masterson, oh, who's the guy from Spike? Is that his name?
From
or
Buffy,
Masters?
Yep. James Masters, yeah.
He's Piccolo. And I'm
okay,
like,
yeah, good.
That's perfect.
Nice, yeah.
Good casting.
Uh huh.
But also, then where do you start? Because Dragon Ball, it started with Dragon Ball, and then it went through a whole bunch of sagas. Like, do you do a saga, a movie? It's not possible to do it well. Anyway, that's the show for this week.
Sometimes you think maybe you should, not everything needs an adaptation. Maybe just
stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane.
Stick to your medium.
Exactly. Your Nathan Lane.
Your Nathan Lane.
For, what's his name?
The main
guy.
King?
No, what's his name? The main guy in
Goku?
Dragon Ball. Goku. Nathan Lane for Goku.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who would be a good Goku?
I can think of literally no one who looks anything like him and would suit giant ridiculous hair.
Yeah.
I defy you.
The Rock. He's ethnically ambiguous.
That's right.
He's big enough.
Did you say he's ethically ambiguous?
He's ethically ambiguous.
He'll take
Which
money
means
for
he'll
garbage.
Do it.
He'll do it for a, he'll make. He'll take money for a garbage film.
Okay, here we go.
Yep.
Mason, wrap us up.
Oh, if you'd like to say hi to us, you can just go to Weekly Planet Pod on Facebook and Twitter and Gmail and Bandcamp.
Correct.
You can even go to planetbroadcasting.com where all those things I've just said are probably easily linkable.
Absolutely, they are.
If you want to support the show, which we'd really appreciate,
yeah,
you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies if you want to chuck in a buck.
Chuck in a buck.
Hashtag chuck in a buck.
Chuck in a buck.
Which we appreciate.
You don't have
good.
To chuck in a buck, though.
You don't have to, but it helps us but just get stuff done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it does.
Every couple of bucks you put in means an overtime shift I don't have to do at work.
Yeah.
That's right. I get paid $2 for an overtime shift at work.
Is that true?
Yeah.
You should do more overtime.
Or less.
Yeah, or less.
Yeah, less. Mm. Also, you can go to the Amazon affiliate link in our episode description. You want to click through.
Yep. I don't know where those checks go now.
What do you mean?
Well, I moved house and I just don't know where they go. So
it's great.
I don't know what happened.
Uh-huh.
I should probably look into that.
Nah, don't worry about it. It's just money on the table.
Yeah, it's just potentially hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars. I have no idea.
I think if I'm honest, I think Claire sorted it out.
She's on it? Okay.
From what
good.
I can tell, I think
okay,
she sorted
great,
it.
Good.
Yeah.
I should ask her.
Yeah.
What else?
Let's
if you want
see.
To leave a review, you can on iTunes. Yeah. It really helps out the show. Uh-huh. Helps us get noticed.
That's right.
Because we want to win a Webby. That's obviously
we'd love to win a Webby. Apparently, we got featured on the Podcast Addict app.
Did we?
Which is an Android app for podcasts.
Cool.
A couple of us.
See, that stuff I like.
That's right. Us and Filthy Casuals and I think Do Go On and a couple of others.
So us and some better podcasts got
correct.
Mentioned.
Correct. That's right. Yeah. Probably podcasts that are even better than that got noticed as well.
That's really cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you to everybody who gives it a bloody listen.
That's right.
Thank you.
If you got
it's for you that I stick around despite the fact that I have ongoing weird medical conditions.
He's pointing to me, everybody.
You're my weird ongoing medical condition.
What?
You're a bloody leech. That's what you are. You're bloody lesion.
Oh, man.
Nah, you're right.
But what else was I going to say? You go to planetbroadcasting.com. Everything
that's
we
right.
make and what everybody else makes goes there. Or the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates group.
That's right. On Facebook,
fun.
Yeah.
All right, next week.
We've kind of stalled on there. We're at like 6,700 members. I'd like to get to 7,000 by the end of the week.
I'd like to get less. So, you know, we'll see how that
if
goes.
People could, if some people could quit in a half.
Please.
That'd
please,
be great.
Please, yeah.
Put up a post about how you're quitting. And then quit.
Then quit, but then come back, please.
But if you could. Yeah.
All right, that's the show for this week.
That's the show. We'll see you next week, guys.
Have
and grab that gem.
Bye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.